Hi, welcome to day 4 of Privacy Week. So we are now doing this for half a week now. Well, it's start point for today. As usual, hi to the audience. We have, of course, the two streams. So there is an alternative stream that is linked on the website. And we also want to thank everyone who's helping, to all the volunteers who helped to make this event possible. We also a big thanks to our supporters, support us financially and technically, so the AK Vienna and the Next Layer. And today we'll start off with an introduction to the Tails project, which will be done by Gernot, who is using Tails for years and wants to show about the user's perspective on Tails. He was at the Privacy Week also the last couple of years, and he'll do some presentation introduction to Tails. Before that, there will be a live part, then he'll show some videos, and at the end you'll be able to ask questions. You'll find the link on the stream where you can just enter your questions. After the talk in the breaking room, there will be the possibility to interactively discuss stuff with Gernot. Okay, Gernot. So, well, thanks, Albert. Yeah. So, Tails. What is Tails? Tails is a portable operating system which defends you against surveillance and censorship. I'm Gernot, and I use it myself for approximately 8 years now. And if you want to learn more about that, you can just have a look at the website of Tails, which has a good introduction. So it's just tails.boom.org. And there you find a lot of information about Tails. So why do I use Tails? It protects me against surveillance. And it's sufficient for my purposes. And for me, it's also sufficient, it offers sufficient anonymity without big know-how that I need, and I don't have to do a lot of configuration for it to work. So I'll just start my computer via Tails and start doing stuff. And all the security configurations and the other configs have been done already. So to make me secure and safe, and I don't have to know anything, and I don't have to do anything actively. And that's like the power of Tails, and that's the good thing about Tails. Tails is an operating system which you can carry on a thumb drive like this one. It's a very small one. And you just plug it into your computer and boot the computer via the thumb drive and use the live operating system Tails. It's based on Debian and uses Tor. So Tails is a configured that any network connection that is going to the outside will run through the Tor network. Information about the Tor project you can, of course, find on Tor project's homepage, www.torproject.org. And I want to do a small shout out here for the Foundation for Applied Privacy, which is an Austrian NGO, which I got to know at the Privacy Week 2018. And which runs Ektor exit nodes with actually a lot of traffic over this Austrian group. So if you're interested in the Tor project or in the Foundation for Applied Privacy, just use the links that were on the slides. So Tails. So originally Tails was for the amnesic incognito live system. And the key word for me is amnesic. So it's this thumb drive, the live operating system, always starts in the same state. As it's configured at the beginning, and the standard configuration is that it does that. So whenever I shut down my computer, everything will be reset. So nothing is written to the USB drive. There are no traces on the thumb drive, no traces on the computer itself. So when I shut down, everything that I did is gone. And that's good if you don't want to leave any traces, of course, not just only on the internet, but also on your own hardware. No, yeah. And that's why it's called amnesic, so the forgetting system. So just some details about Tails. It has been founded in 2009, so it's in 2019 it had 10 years anniversary. So since 10 years it's actually called Tails. Before that it had a different name. 2019 Tails 4.0 was released. Now we're at Tails 4.12. So it's a pretty well maintained system that is updated regularly. Let's say so you have approximately every 4 weeks you have a new version, which is installed automatically if you agree on that, of course. So they ask you, do you want to update? And you say yes, and then it takes a bit, of course, and then you get the new version on your thumb drive installed directly, and then you have to reboot to make it active. Currently, we have more than 30,000 reboots daily, so we know that there will are 30,000 usages daily. So, but like real usage statistics, of course, don't exist for Tails because that's kind of the aim of Tails. But this 30,000 boots of Tails was from July 2020, so we can see that it's rather a big group of people which use it. It's actively maintained and there are regular updates, so that's always good for operating systems. About usage, okay, so you just turn off your computer, plug in your Tails thumb drive, boot the computer again from the USB stick, and you can use Tails. That's it. The difficulty is a bit that to get the system onto the thumb drive. So just some tips and hints I can do for and how you can use it easily. So make sure you need a thumb drive, of course. Make sure it has at least 8 gigabytes of storage. 16 or more gigs is better. It depends on if you want to use a persistent volume or not. We'll talk a bit more on persistent volumes later. Yeah. And of course, you should have a quick thumb drive, at least USB 3.0 or 3.1. So the faster the USB, the thumb drive is, the smoother your experience will be, of course. Additional information, if it's a small thumb drive, is rather practical because you don't see it easily, so you don't spot it, so you can like just close your laptop and just let the stick in there, open it afterwards again, and just continue using Tails. So that's why I use small thumb drives. Yeah. On the website of Tails, you also find some information about which thumb drives are good. So yeah, 16 gigs and quick, and if it's a small format, it's just more practical for you. About the installation, so it's a bit of a, if you already have Tails or know someone who has it already, then it's like really great, because you just use a new USB stick, click on, and you boot the original Tails, put a new thumb drive in, say install Tails on this new one, and that's it. So like Tails is doing the installation itself, which you can do in some minutes. So you can just from one thumb drive to another, it's very easy. Yeah. If you haven't done it at any time before, of course, then you have to go to the website tails.boom.org/install. And for each system, doesn't matter if you have Windows, Mac, whatever, there you find very detailed instruction about how to get a bootable Tails USB drive. It's not very difficult. The download itself is about 1.2 gigabytes. And after that, let's say you need about 30 minutes to do the installation properly. Well, now you have the stick. You put it into your computer and then you boot and you hope it works. However, I have to admit, it doesn't work on every computer. It works on most computers, but not on totally all. So computers which are older than 10 years, usually it doesn't work. And on totally new computers, you may also have some problems if you have like some configurations in the BIOS which you have to adapt. Yeah. So, and of course, Tails doesn't protect you against everything. So, for me, it's totally sufficient for my purposes. And this is what I defined for myself, and this is why I used it. As I said, for 8 years I started doing it, and since 5 years I use it regularly. And by now, actually, like daily, I do surfing the internet over Tails. But of course, Tails doesn't protect you against everything. Don't have any illusions about that. And there you find the direct URL, so tails.boom.org/doc/about/warning, and there you find a detailed report about against what Tails can protect you and what not. And this is important to not feel safe if you actually aren't safe. So what we said here, but actually it is pretty good, so I don't need a lot of knowledge. I just need a thumb drive. I just plug it in, boot my computer, and I'm in a environment that is for me sufficiently anonymous and secure. So now I want to demonstrate Tails live, because that is a bit difficult over the internet, so it's a bit hard to read it like with webcam and etc., because Tails wants to protect you of that. So, and this is why I just recorded all the demonstration. So I'll just show you the video. But are there any questions until now? Otherwise, I'll just play the video. Okay, so until there haven't been any questions, until now, yeah. So let's play the video. And again, question: if you have questions, there's a form on the website, and you can do it, of course, via Twitter or Mastodon using the hashtags PW20 or PW20 online. And this is also collected by us. Well, oh, I've just heard there has been a question. A question came in. So, what does it say? Question is, thanks for your talk. Do you know how they measure those number of boots? Yeah, I know that when you start Tails, then Tails does a security question, so sends a question to a secure connection to Tails and to ask if there's an update, and these connection attempts can be counted. So whenever someone boots Tails, there's this you have this connection which says, is there an update? But it's done over Tor, so you don't know anything about the users, you don't know who this is, how many those are, where they are, because all of this is done over the Tor network, so it's still secure and anonymous. So they are very transparent on how they do this. Of course, they have monthly reports how they do this, and all of their like financial background, where they get their money from. So you can really read a lot of that if you want. So they are very transparent about that. Just check on the website for more details. Okay. Another question just came in. But this means for me that I can't store important information in Tails, right? Because I have to, because when my computer crashes or is turned off, I lose all my data, right? So Well, if you use data, if you use tails in the basic configuration, yeah, that's true. That's why there's the function that's called persistent volume, which I'll explain in the video. So a persistent volume is like on the tails stick, I just create a new encrypted volume and I can store stuff there, and this is persistent. So I just need a password for the encrypted volume, and then I can store data there. So, and these data is, of course, I can reuse after reboot. Okay. So, but then I'll suggest playing the video, and so because I suppose many of the questions which come in now will be answered in the video. So you don't have to like double your effort. That would be like my idea.
Once you have connected your USB stick to your computer, and I'm using a MacBook Air. Here on the left-hand side, you can see the USB stick. On a Mac, you have to press the Option key. On a PC laptop, you'd probably use Escape or some F key that is used to reach the boot menu or boot selector. So this is real time. Now I select the USB drive. And I confirm by pressing enter and wait until I get a greeting by Tails. On this device, it takes about a minute to start, which is indicated by the dots wandering. And in the Tails greeter, you can choose a few options and I'll tell you which ones are important to you. Just a moment. You should not be scared by a black screen. And this is the Tails greeter. In the upper right-hand corner, you can see the button called Start Tails, which will continue the boot process from the USB drive. But I can change a few settings before doing that. For example, I can change the keyboard layout, set it to German if I prefer so. If I'm using an encrypted persistent storage volume on that USB stick, which is the case in this demo, so then I need to enter the password here to encrypt it and mount it. I can also set an administrative passphrase. And I can also activate an unsafe browser. But if you just want to have a look, you can just start Tails. And I'll personally change my keyboard layout to German since I prefer that. That might already be a security issue or privacy issue if you leak your keyboard layout or language, but I prefer the comfort. So I'll trade a little security for my comfort. This is the starting screen of Tails, and that's basically already it. We have a menu bar at the top. on the right hand side, there's an arrow which I can use to activate the Wi-Fi network. Of course, that's quite important to get a network connection, since if I have no internet connection, I don't get any benefit for Tails. But you simply select your Wi-Fi network and enter the passphrase, just as with any other operating system. You also have the onion icon, and that has a little X overlay, which means Tails does not yet have a successful connection made to the Tor network. Of course, that is what I want, since Tails based on Tor and the internet connection is exclusively made over Tor. And when I don't have an internet connection and no connection to Tor, I just can't use a lot of that. Now, when I connect to a Wi-Fi network, Tails automatically tries to establish a connection to the Tor network. That also takes a moment, like 10 to 30 seconds on average. First thing is Tails synchronizes the system clock. And once that is done, you get a pop-up notification that your Tor connection is now ready. And that's the screen. After that, now the X has vanished from the onion icon, meaning we're connected to the Tor network. Now there's a few functions on the top right. We see the symbols for Wi-Fi and Tor, and we can also change the keyboard layout again here. And we can also change settings for display. We also have encryption settings here, so they're readily available. So I can take an encrypted note, just type it in here, and put it on my clipboard. And now I can encrypt my clipboard. Of course, that needs a passphrase for the encryption. And now in my clipboard, there's my note in an encrypted form. And now I could, for example, send this message somewhere else. Next to the clipboard icon, there's a camera icon with the recording button. That's normally not there. This is only for the demo because I do record this for the demo. Otherwise, I could not do this. I'm using Kazam in Tails. That's normally not installed. I've added that for the demo. On the left-hand side, you have places and applications. And there's a lot installed with, pre-installed with Tails. Of course, Tor browser, which is the main functionality. Then there's the persistent volume configuration. The Tails documentation is just a link to the website. And of course, error reporting. If you find any bugs, you can report them. You have a Tails installer to install Tails to further USB sticks. Thunderbird for email, KeePass for your password managing, and Pigeon as a instant messaging, and Files is a file browser. So if you're already using Linux, that is pretty common to you already. So in your home directory, you have a folder that's called persistent, which usually does not exist. It's only there if you have created a persistent volume on your thumb drive. And if you want to store files that are kept and persisted, if you do a restart, then you need to put them into that folder. Otherwise, they would vanish with the next restart. So if you want to keep files, you need to create a persistent volume. I'm closing that window now, and we'll have a look at some other applications now. So what else is coming with Tails pre-installed? A few accessories. So that's a little hard to navigate for me at the moment. So now I have it. That's a personal thing. I've installed the Zim Desktop Wiki. I like that a lot. On the graphics, there's a few interesting things. You find the GIMP, the GNU Image Manipulation Program. Something like a Photoshop replacement. Of course, that it's not that functional, but for many things, that's quite okay. There's also Inkscape. That's basically the equivalent to Illustrator, a vector designing application. The LibreOffice drawing programming for painting. Scribus is usually not included. It was included, it's not anymore. That's for desktop publishing and layout, and I use that. I've added this to my installation. And there's also Simple Scan. And for the demo, I thought, well, let's try this. And I've just connected my scanner. And it was instantly recognized. I clicked on scan and it just worked out of the box. That was surprising and, of course, welcome. And there in the preview, I've scanned a sticker which I received at last year's Privacy Week. And of course, I've not stick that onto my scanner, but just put it in and it just works. I don't need to save that for the moment, so I'll just close it up without saving, and I'll show a few more. For the internet applications, you have a Bitcoin wallet, the Onion circuits, which show you where your Tor route is connected and how your packets travel. Onion Share is a very secure way to share a file with somebody else. So let's say I have a file, it can even be a very large file, and I want to share, and I'm not sure how to do it the best way. And I don't actually need to upload that to some site. I have Onion Share pre-installed, and I can just use Onion Share to share that file. And this will create an Onion service which allows another person to directly connect over the Tor network to my laptop to get that file. And I'll get an Onion link presented by that application. It ends in .onion, like looks like any other domain name. And if you enter that link into Tor browser, you can just download that file directly from my computer. And since it's an onion link, it only works in Tor browser. Of course, there are ways to even further improve security, but they're inconvenient, and Onion Share is really easy to use and just works out of the box. It's really simple. There's Pigeon as a messenger, Thunderbird for email, the Tor browser to surf the web, and the unsafe browser. I have to activate unsafe browser while booting Tor in the welcome screen. If I've activated that one, I can use it. If I did not do that, I actually need to restart Tails and reactivate the unsafe browser. Otherwise, I cannot use it. Yes, there's an Office package included. This is, of course, LibreOffice, which is open source. There's a spreadsheet, like LibreOffice Calc, LibreDraw, Impress for presentations, and LibreOffice Writer for word processing. There's also something for development and then for sound and video. Kazam is something I've added to my Tails installation for recording the screen for this demo. And the rest is different audio applications like Audacity, sound recording, videos, and VLCs. Also excellent for playing back DVDs. And I've connected a computer connected to my projector running Tails. It's an old one. And that actually does have a DVD drive. And I'm running a current version of Tails on that laptop. I put a DVD in and playback videos. And I get all the functions of a player, and I can use it via Tails and VLC media player. Normally, I would not recommend using that since it can use streaming, and that's probably a compromise regarding security. I would not recommend that, but I use the convenience.
Well, so you also won't find that one pre-installed, but you can install it later on if you want. So about system tools, well, yeah, just a quick look. So settings, of course, you can do settings like display, speakers, audio, etc. You also have here about creating a persistent volume. So if I don't have it yet, I can create it here. And here I want to explain what is this persistent storage. So usually Tails is configured. So you put in the thumb drive, you start it, start a computer from the USB drive, and it's a live operating system which doesn't memorize or remember anything and doesn't write anything to the USB stick at all. So when I surf using the Tor browser and do stuff, visit websites, etc., and I shut down Tails and boot again, everything is gone. So everything I did and everything I saved, everything I downloaded, all of this stuff, whatever I created, is all gone. It was just temporarily, it was only stored in RAM, and so it's gone after reboot. So nothing has been stored to the thumb drive. So it started completely new. I also have to reconfigure my Wi-Fi because, of course, it didn't remember that. I have to re-add passwords, etc. So, like, everything is gone. Well, of course, that is the most secure way to use Tails. But if I don't want to use that for convenience reasons, because it's sometimes I may want to store something persistently, and that is where persistent volumes come in. So I click on this and say, okay, yeah, please create me a persistent volume. And I put a secure password on this persistent volume. And whenever I start tail from this thumb drive and have this this persistent storage configured, so then all my configurations can be stored, and all of the data and files I used can be stored in this persistent usage, which makes it much more quick, which makes it quicker and more convenient. So, of course, after I've created one, I can of course delete it if I want. At some point, I can use its statistics. I can of course access the terminal. I can install Tails and another terminal and send something to the developers. So then there's a Tails order which says, yeah, well, I think most of those have been discussed. So like about Tails on first place, which is just a link. That's just a version, which Tails version I have, etc. Well, so, and I opened the setup of the persistent volume. So there I can configure what things Tails will remember in this persistent volume when I reboot, so I don't have to reconfigure those things. And here it is actually where you really have to think about what's convenient and what is secure. So the more I allow it to remember, the more actually is there on Tails, the more the less I have, the less convenient it is, but the more secure it is and the more anonymous. So for myself, I just have to select. So I just choose how I want it. So for this USB drive, I just clicked on everything. So like personal data, so I can store things. The welcome screen, meaning so like the language is pre-configured, the password, etc. Also browser bookmarks, which I usually wouldn't do, but here for the demo purposes, I said the network connections so that I don't have to re-enter my Wi-Fi password all the time. Additional software I installed, so like the Kazam I showed. Thunderbirds, so that when you use this as email program. So otherwise you again have to enter your account and password. Also the Bitcoin client with the Bitcoin wallet, I also wanted it to remember this one so I don't have to reconfigure this every time because it's a bit tedious. So now I clicked on additional software, so it takes a moment and then it will tell me which software is pre-installed. So whenever Tails starts, it installs this software. Of course, if you do this, this will take a bit of time because it's not actually really installed in Tails, but whenever Tails starts, these additional software programs will be installed. So before I can actually use it. So that means it's a bit of convenience, but of course then the boot up process takes a bit longer. Not bad. I think in that case it's like 1 minute, maybe 1.5 minutes. That takes more, but that's okay. So these are the four programs I already mentioned, which I additionally installed and wanted it to remember. And we've already seen those. Even in Kazam, we actually saw it while it was working. So universal access. That's like accessibility program, and then you have some utilities like archive manager, disks, managing your disks. Of course, you have a PDF viewer, you have a basic help, an image viewer, a simple one, password manager, screenshots, and of course, you have a system monitor, and you can create VeraCrypt encrypted volumes. I can open VeraCrypt encrypted volumes. So, and that's those are the applications which are pre-installed in Tails. Just a quick introduction to this. But now, of course, I want to showcase the Tor browser and how accessing the internet in Tails looks like. So just start the Tor browser. It doesn't take a lot of time. The website of Tails is the pre-configured start page. Clicking on the lock, you can also see your Tor circuits here. So you see this is your browser. Then you're hopping through the Netherlands, Germany, and the exit. So yeah, two hops in Netherlands, one hop in Germany, and then you go to Tails. So let's access YouTube, just so we can see how quick this works. Because at the beginning it was a problem that Tails was very slow, or Tor was very slow. So now it's much better. So it's not like extremely fast, but it's pretty fast. So here I see Arabic, I think, well, because there's no information about who I am and where I am and what are my language settings. So this is why YouTube doesn't know where I am, and so maybe I just get Arabic scripts. I don't care. So I just take any video for demonstration, whatever, that looks nice. I click on it, and you'll see, okay, now it's loading, hopefully. No, it doesn't load. Well, that's something which happens sometimes. YouTube and Google blocks you because they see that you're coming from a Tor network, which they usually don't like, and that's just, it's annoying, but they do it. So if I, so what I do is I just click on this right symbol which says new identity, so I get a new identity. Then I start a new identity, I start a Tor browser with a new identity, so I have new circuits and new exits. Again, let's check where am I now. So now we'll look, okay, Netherlands the same, Canada and Germany. So most likely another place in Germany, so let's just try again. So again, let's go to YouTube and have a look at that. Takes a bit more time than usual, depending of course on the hops you take. So okay, so now you have of course new videos, because when you exit it, which is typical for when you use Tor, because they don't know anything about me, so usually I get just any videos, because I don't get like pre-selected videos, which is actually a positive effect because you don't see always the same stuff. So the one I wanted to show you before, so I won't find it now. I'll just try it with the dog video now, and let's see, and that works pretty quickly. Yeah, whatever, pop-ups, annoying dog sounds. Okay, so poor dog. I'm sorry. The owners actually seem to think it funny that the dog is afraid because he sees that they're stopping at the vet. It's a bit like I have to go to the dentist, so I hope no one got annoyed by that or like... yeah, okay, let's now go to the New York Times without dog videos, I hope. And show you, you see, yeah, it just takes a time to load, but very like standard time. New York Times, what I want to show here is that the New York Times has an onion service, which you can see at the address bar. So they actually have for Tor, just like they have a service which can only be accessed via the Tor network, and that's their onion service. So usually the New York Times has a paywall, not for the homepage, but for the articles you have to pay to have access. The Onion service is open for everyone, so this is this is just using it's not actually circumventing their paywall, but it's just they're using their service totally normally because the Onion service they don't have a paywall for. So yeah, it's just New York Times. Just go back to the homepage of the New York Times. Let's check another article. Maybe it's a bit quicker because it's stuff has been cached. Of course, everything is American voting and American elections. Let's see. So now we got more or less the normal speed. So, and it's rather quick. So you can just use and read the New York Times. Of course, not only the New York Times, but let's go to ORF.at, which is the Austrian federal media stuff, like, I don't know, BBC maybe. So it's just like federal TV and radio. So yeah, and of course also here you can just look at news, and that's what I wanted to demonstrate in this small demo, to check to show that it actually works, the Tor browser works without problems, and this is the demonstration of this. Okay, so now close it again, and now I'm done with my short demonstration of Tails. And via Kazam, so was recorded using Kazam. So back now to the live talk. Okay, welcome back here. Unfortunately, we had small technical problems at the beginning, so now we're rather short on time. So the other questions have to be sent to the break room. So all the questions that have been answered, have been asked already, we'll talk about those in the breaking rooms. So you're very welcome to join us in the breaking room. Yeah, Gernot, do you want to say goodbye? Yes, yeah, of course I want to say goodbye. Thanks a lot for being able to be here, and a big thanks for all of those who work on the Privacy Week. You're doing a great job. Thanks, and thumbs up. Thank you too. And the stream will continue in a few moments. And there you see the URL for the breaking room. Of course, usually people there speak English as well, so you don't have translations there. But if you just want to join and ask a question in English, don't be shy, do so. They will be able to answer. So there you can ask questions interactively. And see you there. Thanks and goodbye. And thanks also from your translators. This talk has been translated by Dimi and
McLemon.
Have a nice day and enjoy Privacy Week. Hear you later. Bye.
Bye.